it's actually a huge diversion and distraction from the truly hard work of social scientists, prosecutors, government officials, people in employment and elsewhere, of, you know, figuring out how much of the disparity we see in our society can be chalked up to the ill will of racism, how much can be chalked up to blameless causes, what we can do about these disparities and what we can't do about them. And as I said in my article, one of the appalling things about systemic racism theory is that in tarring everyone in the oppressor class with the same brush of being a racist, it lets the actual racists among us off the hook. They're no worse than anybody else. And since these are people who actually do harbor racist thoughts, feelings, and act on them in their own lives, they do believe in the superiority of their race, absurdly. They don't feel guilty. All the rest of us are invited to feel guilty about something we didn't do. Those who did do something are not induced to feel guilty. And any of us who aren't guilty of racism and stand up and say, listen, I'm not guilty, we're mistaken for actual racists, which does an injustice to us. So it's a huge diversion and distraction from the hard evidence-based work of real racial justice in our country.